And this is Yusuf.
And this is
In-Flight Entertainment. The quarantine. Hopefully, we have a yeah, we have a good turnout this time episode.
Right. It's the Dear Lord, please don't fuck this up, everyone.
Yes.
Vote for the person that believes in science and that is a kind person. It doesn't cheat on their spouses and isn't rapey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You took the words out of my mouth. I was going to say grab women crotches. Yeah. So happy election night, day, all that good stuff. I hope everyone turned in your mail-in ballots way before this episode. If you're at the polls, you know, hang in there, get in that booth, let your voice be heard. This is very important. This is not a game. This is real stuff.
Take your mask, your hand wipes to keep yourself safe if you're going to vote in real life.
Yeah, exactly. Very important, guys. This is the real deal. It all comes down to this. This is for all the marbles.
Right. So, and because we kind of felt like the past 4 years were this weird, on the cusp of going down a road that could lead America and the world into a dark, dark, dark corner. We decided to do a movie today that was released in 2006. And at the time, it just felt like such science fiction. And every day it feels like we get a little bit closer to what Mike Judge and some of his stars believed would happen in Idiocracy.
Yes, Idiocracy. Yeah, 2006. Wow, I can't believe this movie came out in 2006. Crazy.
I remember seeing it in the theater and everyone being like, this is the best movie. It only has 6 stars on IMDb. I don't know why, but it felt so perfect for the way the world could go. But, you know, we're science loving and society. There's no way it could go this way. But here we are in 2020 and people don't believe science. So,
yeah,
who knows?
I mean, Mike Judge is the Nostradamus of it all. I mean, who would have thought he would have predicted the state of affairs right now and the attitude of this country right now? It's crazy. Well, for those who don't know Mike Judge, very multi-talented fellow.
He's probably most famously known from our generation for Beavis and Butthead. And then there was also the short-lived show King of the Hill, which was amazing.
Wait a minute, didn't it do like four or five seasons?
Yeah, it wasn't long enough.
Oh, okay, I can say it. Yeah, okay, I'm with you. It should have been 10.
He did Office Space.
Yep, another classic.
A brilliant commentary on working in an office and the stupid shit you have to do.
Mm-hmm. And then he created the show Silicon Valley. I don't know if that's still going. Did they cancel that? I'm not sure. HBO show.
It looks like I think it had its final season in 2019.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, yeah, he have a very open and imaginative brain. And no project is the same, you know.
Yeah, Yeah, he has a unique way of tapping into like the everyday man, of really getting into sort of the idiots out there, the lowest common denominator.
Right. And a lot of interesting and poignant commentary on society. Yeah, like, you know, yes, like Office Space, things like that. It's like kind of the culture of certain things within this country. The soul sucking elements of things within, you know, certain constructs in society that, you know, we don't really question. We just kind of, it's okay, that's just kind of how it is, so let me just drudge through it. And he have a good way of shining a light on it in a comedic and very clever way, that you laugh at it at the same time you saying, yeah, that is, there's some truth to this comedy.
Yes, yeah.
And Idiocracy is definitely a lot of truth.
Yes.
All right, what's this about? You know.
So, the movie is about the Pentagon has decided to do a top secret hibernation program, and they've identified the average American who just happens to be Private Joe Bowers. And during this super secret hibernation program, Joe and a prostitute played by Maya Rudolph are put into these like pods to hibernate. The guy running the program then gets busted. And so because it's so super secret, it's forgotten about. And they stay in hibernation for 5 centuries. And then Joe and Maya wake up in 2500. And they've discovered that society is so incredibly dumb that Joe is now the most intelligent person alive. So the movie starts out, the way the movie starts out is
brilliant.
They talk about how the yuppies keep delaying having kids, and like the smart people, the people running companies, keep delaying having children so that they can focus on their careers. And by the time they get around to having to put children into their life, it's too late and they can't. Whereas you have like the high school dropouts that aren't prioritizing careers, just keep populating the earth. Have the stupid people keep populating, and the smart people have stopped having children.
Right. Yeah. And the way it's done is just like visually hilarious, because it opens up on, you know, this very smart, like, married couple. They kind of talking to the cameras like, well, you know, we're going to hold off. We're going to wait till, you know, we finish, you know, whatever, and, you know, accomplish this. And and then it cut to like this Jerry Springer type, you know, reality show like way of filming, like this, you know, woman just busting into this kitchen like, I'm pregnant again. And and then you see it's like a little, what did you call it, the little diagram of
family tree,
and you, every time she say, oh, I'm pregnant, and like a little baby picture pop up on the right, it's like boop, 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 boop. It's like, oh, and then it's like a fight outside the house, and it's like two pregnant women fight each other. Well, hey, it's my baby, well, good luck with the baby. And then it's like three more like pictures pop up of babies, and then it cuts back to the couple. It's just the picture of them two. They're like, oh, well, you know, we just finished this, but, you know, we gotta hold out a little bit. And it cuts back to the crazy people, the idiots, and the, at this point, the family tree pictures are like almost halfway covering the whole screen at this point, because
three generations of family already on the idiots. And meanwhile, the lawyers and doctors are still talking about their career and maybe they'll go freeze their eggs and do IVF. And yes. And yeah. Then finally, like the doctor lawyer, the husband dies of a heart attack when he was masturbating in order to fill a cup up with his sperm so that it could do IVF. And the idiots have like six generations of family already. When you look at the family tree, did you notice who was in there?
Who?
Hank Hill.
I didn't even see what. It must have been like a real small, like I couldn't even catch it. What the hell? Hank Hill, that's awesome.
So when I was in grad school, I'm pretty sure a lot of my classmates hated me because I feel like for the first semester, anytime the professor would have some new theory, I'd be like, that was discussed on King of the Hill. And I'd be able to give like, so you're saying this, this, and this, and be like, yes, that's exactly it. And be like, that was discussed on King of the Hill.
Oh, that's hilarious. She's like, oh, smart ass, huh?
So what I'm saying is you don't need to go to grad school. Just watch King of the Hill.
Yeah, exactly. There's your knowledge right there. Oh, sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself. So, like you said, this film came out in September 2006. And 2006. Well, I just want to let you know, I think at this point, I was not watching TV at this point, for obvious reasons. So let me give you the five from 5 to 1 TV.
Goodness. Was it like American Idol, American Idol, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, something else?
Okay, so you got the American Idol right. That held number 1 and 2 Wednesday, Tuesday nights. Mm-hmm. And Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday airings held down 3, 4, and 5. And that one was Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah.
So we had Idol and Dance with the Stars. We were just obsessed with singing and dancing.
Apparently. I wasn't watching off TV then either because I was normally stuck at work until 8 or 9 o'clock at night. I think Battlestar Galactica was on TV at this time, so I was probably watching that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's definitely not going to be in the top 5.
No. Yeah, plus that was like on Sci-Fi Channel. That wasn't like on a network. Okay.
I think also It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia was on TV, and I was definitely watching that.
Oh, yeah.
I think those were my two, like, I would download them and then watch them in the office while I was waiting for things late at night.
Right. Oh, and that's the reason why I was not watching TV, because I was watching the cable stuff, because, like, FX and, like I said, Sci-Fi Network, they were having all the stuff to watch, like, and on networks, yeah. You had like you said, Dancing Star, American Idol, and all that stuff. Like, I wasn't even watching TV at that point. I'm like, oh, let me see what's on FX. Let me see what was on. I think that was the Shield. No, wait a minute. I think, yeah, the Shield was on around that time.
Yep, the Shield was going around. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So it was sort of the beginning of cable networks starting to release some really great TV. I know Netflix was around. They just didn't have their own. You got the DVD.
Yeah, you got the DVD. Yeah.
So I did a lot of that. I think Hulu had launched at that point in time. So I was probably watching, because I was doing all of my TV watching in the office. Okay. So it was easier to do the cable shows and Hulu and Netflix from that perspective.
True. Yeah. So, yeah, that was the TV stuff. And the song... Oh, yeah, I forget she had a resurgence. It was called Promiscuous by Nelly Furtado and Timbaland. She yeah. was she was so cute back in the day. Remember that song? I'm like a bird. I want to fly away. Oh my God, she's so cute. Yeah, Nelly Furtado. yeah, all right, cool. So jumping back into Idiocracy.
Right. So the main character, Joe Bowers, is played by Luke Wilson. In my opinion, the best Wilson.
Really? You know, yep. you don't like Owen?
I prefer the Luke to the Owen.
Oh man, why you don't like Owen? Owen Wilson.
Yeah, no, I'll go with the more normal brother.
With the normal nose.
Yeah. Maya Rudolph plays Rita, the sex worker.
Yeah.
Dax Shepard plays Fredo, who is so okay. Something about the future is that all of the people are now have names of like products versus normal names. So Fredo instead of Fred or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
He's a lawyer. He's a person that Joe runs into in the future.
Yeah.
Terry Crews plays the president.
Camacho.
Yeah. And then there's a bunch of other characters, but really the characters you need to know are Luke, Joe, Rita, Fredo, and President Camacho.
Yeah, and I would like to like give a shout out to Justin Long in his scene as the doctor. I mean,
yes.
He is so that dude's hilarious. He's underutilized. When he get into like funny scenes, he get into it, and he is hilarious. So he plays the doctor, and come to find out, I think President Camacho finds out that Joe is like smart, is just like, you know, so. He's gonna.
They find out that Joe's the smartest person alive because so Joe lands in the future. He's confused by what's going on, and he goes to the hospital because he's not feeling good. And so when they run off his scans and he can't pay his bill, he gets arrested.
Right, because he don't have his scan bar.
Right. Everyone gets a barcode in order for them to, like, that's how you pay for things in the future. That's how you get your bills and know who you are is by your barcode tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
He can't pay for his medical bill, so he gets arrested. And in order for them to identify what type of work you do in prison, you have to take an intelligence test.
Mm-hmm.
And so he goes and takes the intelligence test, and that's when they realize that he's the smartest person alive.
Right. Yeah. And somehow the president gets hold of this, and then he's part of what is he, Secretary of
Interior.
Interior, right. So pretty much in the future, and actually. I'm pretty puzzled why these chairs haven't been, you know, made yet. Cause there's like everyone watches TV, like they kind of eat from this tube, and there's a toilet that's like built into your seat. So you really don't have to like get up. I mean, you can just like kind of watch TV, eat, and poop all at the same time. So this is kind of like the America, right? You know, they have corporate logos all over them. That's all they wear, you know.
Right. In the future, corporations have taken over. You can see how if the Supreme Court continues to allow corporations to be viewed as people, how corporations could continue to have all the power and people are just sort of secondary. And that's the type of future that their people are living in.
Right. Yeah. And of course it was very humorous, but that a whole commentary on the corporate takeover, right? Yeah. Just like that infamous Carl's Jr. scene when the lady was trying to order something from the Carl's Jr. automated booth. And they just, and the automated voice just start berating the poor old lady, a poor white woman. It's like, you don't have money. It's like, you are a terrible mother. We are calling child services to take them away from you.
Yeah. Carl's Jr. automated system is telling you this. So it's, yeah. It's, now the corporations have become the power.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Even so much that it was like this Gatorade/Powerade corporation took over. Like, so pretty much is water. So it took over like water at this point.
Right. I think water is only used for the toilet.
Yes.
And the Gatorade, Powerade type of product has replaced water in all other situations because they think that because it has electrolytes that it's for everything, including watering your plants. Mm-hmm. But electrolytes are basically salt. You know, if you ever don't have enough money to buy Gatorade and you need or Powerade or any of those energy drinks or rehab drinks, you just put a little bit of salt in your water and you're good. It's the same thing. So by watering your yard with Gatorade, you're basically destroying the dirt because you're putting sand in it. It'd be like watering everything with salt water.
Yes, exactly. So Joe finds out that pretty much this crazy Gatorade Powerade drink is everywhere. You know, it's in water fountains, you know, it's in like the irrigation and everything. And so he's like, oh, well, you need water. And everyone's like, what? You're talking about the stuff in the toilet? Like, no. And so most of the, well, then there's like a bulk of the movie that focuses on Joe trying to convince them that you need water in this dirt so crops can grow.
Right. And everyone's so brainwashed by the marketing that they're like, no. The plants need electrolytes. Exactly. And he's like, so finally he convinces them that the plants want water because he's like, no, I can talk to the plants. And everyone's so stupid that they believe him.
Right. It's like, yeah, they need water. That's what they say. So they try it, but no crops are growing. And so President Camacho is getting a little pissed. And then they just deem Joe a liar. And it's like, okay, he's a liar. But Camacho promised America that if they don't have crops within a week, he's going to execute Joe.
Right. Yeah. And it takes longer than that for things to grow.
Yeah.
So that's sort of unfair, but it is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. So between Joe, Rita, and Frito, you know, they kind of have this, you know, like this kind of rallying, you know, adventure to try to, you know, show that, actually, I think a rose grew or like a leaf grew or something like that.
The first thing that she sees is a rose. Yeah.
All right. And so now they have to try to show President Camacho that, hey, a plant is growing, like it's working. And don't kill Joe because they got Joe in this crazy, demolition derby esque death arena?
Yeah, it's like re-education, it's something like that. But basically, it's a demolition derby, but it's human versus machine, and the people there are supposed to be re-educated. Always die because they're going up against the giant machines.
Exactly. Yeah. Giant machines with large, like, phallic machines and, like, contraptions in front of their truck or monster trucks. And so this is kind of like the third act, and this is like the race against time to save the hero or the hero to save society or the world, whatever type situation. So, yeah, and they get to actually, they put on a jumbotron for President Camacho to see that, hey, there's some you know, some little stuff growing out of the dirt.
Right. But Joe Bowers was right. Watering everything with water actually does work. And the food shortage will be over because now plants will grow again. And everyone believes the smartest man alive once again. And he has been made vice president.
Exactly. Now, would you put, okay, if this is kind of like the Ark situation now, would that be a metaphor for mask? It's like, hey, mask works. Yeah, maybe I should put them on and keep them on.
I mean, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so I don't know. I kind of paralleled that one a little bit. Like, yeah, see, it works. anywho, because you have a lot of people that don't think it worked.
I wish it was only the people that don't believe in masks that were getting sick and passing, but that's not the case.
No, that is not the case at all. Yeah, I can personally, you know, testify to that. But yeah, so people, we have our fingers crossed for a tomorrow, literally a tomorrow, because it's election a tomorrow where kind of the way of thinking, you know, from the top aligns with the concerns of the citizens.
Right.
Yeah.
And hopefully people start to believe in science again, not just from the top down, but all those people that don't believe in science today just be a little more open and stop reading the Fox News and the conspiracy theories on science. Science is real.
Yeah. And it's kind of like, look, don't front like it wasn't real. When you were in class or you were in school or whatever, don't tell me it was that one nerdy kid that you did not cheat off of. There was a reason why you cheated off him, because you believed in his knowledge. You believed in his knowledge so much that you cheated off his paper. So why shouldn't you believe the knowledge of, you know, people that's getting paid to know this knowledge? I'm just saying. So, but come on, people, we can do it. I believe in us this time around. I think we can turn the tide. I think it's gonna be a course correction. But we'll see tomorrow. All right, so
we may not see tomorrow. It may take a week or so before we have a clear winner, while we're letting everyone count their ballots.
Yes. Yes.
But that's okay.
Yeah, that's
okay. I'd rather take them their time and do it correctly versus having an immediate answer.
Yeah, good point. All right, so so what's the so how are we rating this?
So Ass on the Sofa. It's a good movie. It's entertaining. Putting on your shoes. I don't know if I should sit here and do this or run out and like expose myself to the virus or be in the middle of the street just waiting for the idiots to take me down.
For the idiocracy to engulf you?
I'm a fan of Mike Judge. It's like his stuff is always Ass on the Sofa for me. I mean, even going back and watching some of the old Beavis and Butthead, it's so ridiculous and funny. And even though it's silly, there are underlying like thing commentary on everything that's happening.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh yeah. It's two ads on the couch. Definitely. Yeah, it's one of those movies where, yeah, it's not long. It's not even an hour and a half. And it hits the comedic beats like the right time it needs to hit. And like you said, he have a have a good tendency of, you know, making these crazy over the top, like, you know, comedies, but it's grounded in some kind of truth that it's like, hey, if we don't course correct or do something, like, I know this is hilarious how I'm kind of painting this picture, but nevertheless, this picture can be painted. So, definitely. Like, you can't go wrong with this movie.
No. It's currently on HBO if you want to watch it. So definitely it's a nice hour and 20 minutes of distraction for anyone that's interested.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, so there you have it, guys. Idiocracy. If you haven't seen it, definitely see it. And just think of this movie as a tipping point tonight or today. It's like, will we climb out of the path that would send us to this future? Or are we gonna nosedive and get to this future faster? We will soon see.
Yeah.
All right. Until Thursday, we wish everyone safe physical distancing and
wear a mask.
Yes.